Friday, Bei Yong Hong Wu, I pulled the curtain open in the morning. I had a plan to go to Central Park, where the autumn river attracted me. I looked out the window. What day is today? I thought. Everything was so hazy. Was I going or not? I hesitated. Finally, I decided to go. The Hess River has a cat beauty. Central Park was covered with thick fog. The trees seemed to be red with white mist and layer by layer. All of the area became the bulb color when I arrived there. However, rare sunshine made it seem like invisible gentle hands were pushing through the fog, and a clear river appeared in front of my eyes, bit by bit. The leaves fell slowly from the tree, seemed to be paving the path in color. I walked on the colorful path and felt the scenery change from haze to clear. I came to the moor, and there are little stores on both sides of the road. I noticed an ancient man was selling his paintings. I walked toward him and spoke English to him, but he responded in Mandarin to me. I was surprised and interested. Our conversation was full of the enthusiasm and joy. He told me many things about himself. Do you want to go back to China? I asked him, his eyes darkening. I want to go back, but the ticket costs more than $10,000. The normal cost from New York to Shanghai is about $1,200. Additionally, we need to provide a new COVID-19 inspection certificate, he said. I would be isolated for many days when I got off the plane, and I would have to pay all quarantine costs myself, he said. I don't know what's going on. Things have been changed recently, and like in a thick layer of fog. I can't see clearly, he said. The topic was getting heavier and heavier. At this time, a tourist came toward him and looked at his paintings. I had to say goodbye to him. I could only sigh gently and silently bless him. Wish he could go home smoothly. I hope life is like a river of beauty, even when looking through the fog.